Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and our very loyal listeners worldwide. And that means you.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsi Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Coach Joyce, to be your life coach. Welcome to the show today. It's truly my favorite topic. It's called Happy Thanksgiving and Receiving. Why is it my favorite topic? The Bible says it is more blessed to give than to receive. Coach Joyce Barry says it is more blessed to give and receive. On today's show, Coach Joyce, together with health guru Beverly Nadler, share about blessings, gratitude, forgiveness, and what else it takes for peace, calm, and healing. Pay it forward, pay it backward, and you will reap the rewards. Very excited about today's show. People really need more positivity, more peace, more calm, more joy, more happiness. And hopefully today's show has the ingredients for all of that. Welcome to the show, health guru, friend extraordinaire, fabulous author, magnificent poet, and all of the above, and then some, Beverly Nadler.
Hi, Joyce. Yes, this is one of my favorite topics also. It's amazing how wonderful it is for our own spirit and soul to be grateful. And the truth is, no matter what we have or don't have, there is always something to be grateful for. I'm grateful to be on this show and to be your health guru every week. It is an honor for me and a joy to know you. And, Joyce, it is a joy. And thank you for everything that you bring into my life.
And I'm so grateful to have you on the show, all that you contribute to it, all that you contribute to me, all that you contribute to the world at large with your extraordinary teachings and your wisdom. So welcome, welcome, welcome. There is no one I'd rather share this kind of show with than you.
Thank you. I really am so grateful that you decided that it was such an important thing in the subject. I love everything that we're presenting today because, as you said, what the world needs now is more positivity, more thanks, more appreciation, more love, more gratitude, and that's what we're sharing. And for those people who are not listening right now because they're either traveling to wherever they're going for the holidays or with family, the wonderful thing is that this show can be accessed every single day. Just have to go to Joyce Barry and Friends, look at the menu, put in what you'd like, just gratitude or thankfulness. Not only this wonderful show, but we've done this show, and it's always different, every year for, what is it, Joyce, 8 years?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. How time just flies.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, yes.
And even if, no matter what the day is, gratitude is a wonderful thing. So we can be inspired just going back over some of these wonderful shows. But do tell those who are listening, do tell your friends and family to tune us in and to listen to this show and to tell them that they can get it online 24/7.
I just want to start the show with a poem that neither of us wrote, but it really hits a lot of the points. It's called Gratitude, Being Thankful,
Being Thankful
by Wynn.
And this is submitted by Wynn. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary because it means you've made an effort. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they will become your blessings.
That is such a true poem, and it reminds me of a quote, actually two quotes. We should be thankful for the good things that we have and also for the bad things we don't have. And another is, if you have nothing for which to be thankful, make up your mind that there's something wrong with you.
I just thought that that encompasses it all because it's so easy to be thankful for all that comes our way that's good. Sometimes we're not aware of the blessings in disguise, of the lemonade that we can extract from the lemon. So I wanted to start by impressing that poem, which says it all, because there's just so much that we can share about what we're thankful for and the things that we're not, and really somehow find a way to encapsulate it all in a positive frame. So let's start with you, Beverly Nadler. What would you like to say are your blessings in any category? I have a few that I want to talk about. Do you have a particular category that you feel so particularly blessed besides being my friend and being on the show every week?
I feel very blessed about two things. Well, actually a lot of things, but I'm going to just mention the two. One is health. The fact that in 1994, I had cancer, and I'm here today, healed myself naturally. I'm here today and in excellent health, and I am so grateful for that. And I'm also very grateful for my family, for my children, for the fact that none of them went astray. We read so much about parents and the pain that they go through with their kids. Good parents, you know, it's not like they had bad parents, but kids that get in with the wrong crowd and they go into drugs or drinking. And I'm just very grateful that my children are well, they're healthy, and they're really, I'm going to say, good kids. They're not youngsters, but they are really good. So those are two of the things that I feel I'm blessed with. There's much more, but definitely I want very much to hear some of the things that you're grateful for.
Well, you started with family, so I'll start with my sister. I am most grateful for my sister, Marilyn. She is extremely generous to me. She takes care of so many things. I never wanted to drive, so you can't be in Florida. You can't get a container of milk unless you get in a car. You can't go anywhere except to your mailbox without a car. So she does all the errands, all the shopping. And as I said, she's so generous whenever she's in a store and sees something that is not at all her taste, but it's mine. We don't have the same common interest. She will buy it for me and surprise me. And that makes me very, very happy. So I am very, very grateful for the blessing of my sister. I just want to add a prayer in each category because no matter what you have, there's always something that would make it even more perfect. So my prayer is that we're more in harmony, more in peace. Given all the good things that's there, there's also a lot of judgment because we're so completely opposite. So there's a lot of rolling of the eyes and judgment and that kind of negativity that really disturbs me. So my prayer is that all change effective immediately. So it's called having it all, if that's at all possible.
Well, that was a lovely tribute to all of the things that Marilyn means in your life. And I know what you mean about not being able to go anyplace without a car in Florida. I'm in Connecticut. We can go places without a car, but I can't imagine how I would, because there's nothing close in the way of, buses and trains. We'd have to use a car to get there. So I'm very grateful for transportation and that I still enjoy driving and that I literally love my car, which brings me to something else that I feel we're all blessed with. When I say all, everyone that I know and probably that you know, we have a lot of conveniences in our life. We have washing machines and dryers and dishwashers and all kinds of appliances, and we have heat. Today in New York, I'm in Connecticut, but I still think of myself as a New Yorker. Isn't that odd after all these years? But anyhow, it's very cold. And indoors, looking out in this beautiful picture window and thinking how wonderful and blessed to be warm inside. The sun is out, but it's very cold. And not to have to worry about, not having a service. We have wonderful service people. And these things are very important. Making your life convenient to me is a wonderful thing to be very grateful for. And if I was to give a prayer, it would be that this continues, that we have the blessings of these conveniences and that they are with us always so that we can go about not having to be concerned with, the minutiae of life, but being able to take care of our own, let's say, health and our soul and our spirit.
Yes, very well said. Be grateful for all the conveniences. I had a flashback to the days way back when we didn't have a remote control to turn on a television set, when we didn't have modern appliances. We think of all that we're blessed with now, and we wonder, how did people get along without those fantastic conveniences? So you brought up a very good point.
Well, when I think, if you would just think back to our life, think further back, Joyce, to the pioneers and what they had to go through, the first Thanksgivings that they had in this country. I mean, I look at, there's some movies and there's books about it, and I say I can't even conceive of what kind of life that was, the difficulties that we don't have to go through, and that mostly we take for granted.
Yeah, I guess it comes with the territory of taking things for granted when you're born with it, when you're born around it, and you have it. So now's the time to stop, look, and reflect on that which we have that we should be very grateful for, like even the right to vote for women. it wasn't that long ago when women didn't have that right. Civil rights, how much was not present in our own country way back when, not that far back. So we do have to really stop and appreciate everything we have and hold on to it as best we can. Because you can, what I learned with this administration, you cannot take democracy for granted.
Oh, you brought up a very good point. Globally, yeah. What I'm pleased, so pleased, and I know you are, with the fact that we now have some of the other party in Congress, so that there should be more justice and more of the things that many people have been looking for in this administration. And my prayer is that there is a huge change globally and nationally in the things that go on, in the affection that people need to have for each other, in the importance of being able to communicate intelligently and to really meet the needs of the people. And I'm looking forward to that. That would be part of my prayer.
Yeah, that's a major one for me on a national scale, that I am so grateful that the Democrats won the House of Representatives. We have an administration that, with all the Republicans that look the other way, never said a word. As the free press was attacked daily and viciously, why the rights for gays and lesbians were attacked, the rights of immigrants were attacked. All these horrible, horrible things that we went from peace and kindness and loving a country to a country that those of us are terrorized by all the fascist things. And for those of you who want to know what dictators do, just look it up on the internet. Look up fascism, and you could see that it's a check mark that every single thing Trump did, the justice system, the FBI, everything we know and honor and trust, he attacked. He had to be right at all costs. He's a maniac. He's a pathological liar, and the Republicans just look the other way. So thank God that the Dems won the House of Representatives to put on the brakes of this horrible, horrible Republican administration, which was okay with all the fascist things going on. And if you really are interested, and I know the people that follow Trump and worship his every word indeed have no interest in really understanding, so to them I say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
I don't get into political stuff, as you well know. I spend a lot of my time on what I consider to be an important thing, and that is sending energy of love and appreciation all over, including to the White House, so that to soften things that are going on there. But I am not involved in the way you are. I'm much more involved in health, and I have a lot to say, not on this show, but about the things that are wrong with the way health is being taken care of in this country, and the food and things like that. But I would want more to emphasize what I am grateful for, and the fact that regardless of the things that are not right, I still, if I have my choice from all over the world, I would choose this country and send as much love and join with the people who are looking to make a difference. And there are many of them. So it is my prayer that happens, that the things that we look to be changed is going to happen within the next few months, certainly within the next few years.
Beverly, talk about people that make a difference. Talk about something we're both so grateful for that we have in common is our dear, dear friend, world-renowned psychic Peter Marks, who bopped in because when you're on the show, he wants to be there too. Hi, Peter.
Hello, Joyce, dear. How are you and Beverly?
Oh, so nice to hear your voice. I We haven't spoken for a while, and I do miss you and think about you. Yeah, you are someone that I know how grateful Joyce is for you and your relationship, but I am also very grateful that you are in my life.
Well, darling,
please,
I feel the same way about you. Yes, I wanted to say, I got up this morning and I thought, what am I most grateful for today, this being Thanksgiving? And it came to mind, my connection, my love, my being able to share my life and my gifts with you, Joyce, and also with Beverly. You're two of my closest friends, and I love listening to when Beverly is on, because the two of you in conjunction with one another make a dynamic duo, and I love and I learn from all of your radio shows.
Thank you for that, Peter, and I learn from you every day. But I want to share something that is the most special thing, one of them that's ever happened to me, and that is when you called me and asked me to be your spiritual paramour, and that transcends just about any kind of relationship, because I know you do as well, that we're always connected, whether we're on the phone, whether we're far away, distance, we're always together. And I know that you watch over me as I do with you. To be a spiritual paramour, you know, when people ask for marriage, they get down on one knee. Peter got down on both knees, and I accepted.
The only problem is I can't get up now.
I understand. So on behalf of me and my listeners, they all love you. Whenever you do readings on the show, I hear them gasping, you're right on, you're right on. In all the years and all the shows you've done, everyone acknowledged that you are the best of the best. I want to ditto that, and I am so blessed that you're in my life, and I can call upon you for anything.
Well, thank you, darling. I feel the same way about you. And the world is a much better place because of both you and Beverly, and for the gift that you have as not only a hostess of your own radio show, but the gift that you give every day to your listening audience, and that is sharing some of the most prominent people in the world with an international audience. So, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for your abilities to educate people and to bring people together on your wonderful radio program.
And thank you, Peter, from the top of my heart, the bottom of my heart, and the middle of my heart. I love you dearly and appreciate you.
Thank you, dear. I will let you go, but I did want to pop on and give my love to both of you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, Peter, for bopping on. Really loved hearing your voice. I'm thankful to hear your voice. And a wonderful Thanksgiving for you and your mom. And your wonderful person that is also kind of part of your household, Hazel.
Yes, I'll let her know. Thank you, darling. We'll talk soon.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Love you.
Love you too, honey.
He always takes the opportunity when he can, Beverly, to acknowledge you and your shows. And we're blessed to have him every single month on our show. And folks, if you want to know when he's on, you should go to JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. And if you click on that, it'll tell you, you know, when he's on. You can follow me on Facebook as well, Joyce Barry, and Twitter. I post all the shows on those mediums. So Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Facebook, Twitter, And don't miss any of our shows when you can't join us, when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern. I know that 24/7, every show is archived. You can hear them, download them. And the best part of the homepage on the upper right, the search bar, you type in Beverly Navi, you type in Peter Marks, all their shows will come up. And we have the internationally renowned Bernie Siegel, Dr. Bernie Siegel, on November 20th was the most recent show. He talked about gratitude and blessing. Type in Bernie Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. All his shows will come up. He has about 21 best-selling books. He's in the middle of the next one, and it was already commissioned for by the Hay House, Louise Hay.
Whoa. I had the honor of speaking on the two programs with Bernie when we were both on chiropractic programs. So I met him, and I used his book, as a matter of fact. It was one of his first books when I had cancer. I was reading that book and found it to be extremely helpful. He's a very unusual person, and people like that. You know, I think because one of the things that I started writing, some of the things I'm grateful for, is people who have made a huge difference. And he was one of the first people. In fact, he was the first medical doctor that went to a training by an oncologist who was teaching people how to use their mind to overcome cancer and how to literally remove and release the cancer cells and how to heal. It was all about visualization and affirmations. He was the very first and at the time the only medical doctor that was there. I had actually attended that particular person's, I can't think of his name, the oncologist, his seminar some years before, and there were no medical people there. There were lay people. But it's just a blessing to know people like that. And that's one of the things I'm grateful for, is the many authors, the many teachers, the many mentors, the many spiritual people that have wanted to make a difference and have truly impacted upon many people, including myself, I know, including you, Joyce. Just having the ability to have these people, whether we know them personally or are able to engage with some of their wonderful teachings, that is truly a blessing.
And speaking of blessings, I talked about the national blessing that the Democrats won the House of Representatives to put some sanity into the world, to really make America great again and take it away from the Trump motto of make America hate again, which is his real motto. So I just want to say that and move forward to global. I am grateful, and this is where I give the devil its due, that Trump declared Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel. Now, that was passed by Congress in 1955. It went through in Congress, and no president had it happen. Trump had it happen. So I do want to, as I said, give the devil its due. I always said you can always find some lemonade at what you extract from the lemon, and there it is. So I just want to acknowledge that. My prayer internationally is for peace in Israel to finally take hold and peace all around the globe.
Total agreement with you on that, Joyce. And I appreciate you giving the devil its due, because that's one of the good things that he has done. And there is another that he may be doing. I read about it. I don't know if it's going to happen, but that he is looking into the drug industry, their exorbitant prices, and the fact that many of the drugs are really damaging, especially to older people, and also into the vaccinations, which are causing a lot of problems for some children, for many children, unfortunately. So he's supposed to be looking into that. How far it's going to go, I have no idea. But at least the fact that somebody in charge is interested in making a difference in something that is so huge. I mean, billions and billions and billions of dollars going to the drug industries, and so many people having drug problems as a result, because that's the number third cause of death is what they call iatrogenic, and that has to do with drugs and medical errors. And we, in fact, did a show on that not too long ago, on the fact that these are damaging and dangerous, and people need to look into it. And to have a president who may be doing something about it would be a blessing.
I agree with you. That is a good thing if it happens. On the downside, I hate to put a negativity, but he is a pathological liar, and he says what will win him votes and prays at his rallies. So who knows? He says a lot of things. So if that happens, then kudos to him for that. But you never know with this president. Okay, moving along to the blessing of this radio show. That's the glue that holds me together every day, that gives me a purpose every single day, because I have a message, a piece of happiness, of joy, and I want to share it with everyone, and that's my vehicle. And in the words of Beverly Nadler, here's why you all should be listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us to have that happen. Simply go to joycebarryandfriends.com and click on follow right under my picture. That'll make you a loyal listener. We love our loyal listeners. You'll know all the shows. So absolutely have that happen. And we are grateful to the thousands of followers of our show that are having it happen. And we want you to join the ranks. Let me just share with you for the moment that my personal website is joycebarry.com, my official website. Beverly's is beverlynadler.com. So briefly just share about your website to give them the reason to go there.
It's an educational website. It's got so many resources and so much information on physical, mental, emotional, spiritual health and healing. And it's also a lot of poetry. You'll find a lot about my coaching work. It is and my books. They are there. You can click on and find out about them. And the one that is the most favorite right now is Vibrational Harmony, and that one Joyce wrote the foreword for, so I tell you that's the book you must get, and you must read the foreword before you go on.
Absolutely. Okay, we have so much more to cover. Let me just share this a very brief poem to make a point. Thanksgiving Day and every day, I feel very blessed. Because you, Beverly Nadler, are in my life. You are simply the best. You are really special in all you say and do. You've made a difference in my life. I'm so thankful to have you, dedicated to my health guru and friend, Beverly Nadler.
Wow. Thank you. That was a big surprise. You said you had some poems, but you did not. You said they were not poems of yours, and this was certainly yours, and much appreciated. And, you know, kudos to you. It goes right back to you. We have a very special relationship. We're even allowed to disagree, and we have agreed that we can disagree and remain dear friends, and I love that.
Okay, I did say I have poems that are not poems of mine. That obviously was. I will share the ones I had in mind when I made the statement that I think are very special. One is Abundant Blessing by Joanna Fuchs. We thank you for the turkey, the gravy, and the dressing. Dear Lord, this table overflows with thy abundant blessing. Let us always be aware that all gifts come from you, and may we serve your heavenly will in everything we do. Amen. And it's short, but it really hits home the point. And this one is my personal favorite by Samuel F. Pugh, P-U-G-H. It's called the Help Me Thanksgiving Day Prayer. Oh God, when I have food, help me to remember the hungry. When I have work, help me to remember the jobless. When I have a home, help me to remember those who have no home at all. When I am without pain, help me to remember those who suffer. And remembering, help me to destroy my complacency, bestir my compassion, and be concerned enough to help by word and deed those who cry out for what we take for granted. Amen. So those are my two favorites that I wanted to share.
Wow, that second one really hit home, because there are so many things that so many people that do not have the things that we take for granted. And I'm thinking now of the people in California who have lost their homes. I have a daughter in California, and I am so grateful that she is not in harm's way, that though she's very aware of the fires and there is a smoke damage, but she is not in danger of losing her home or, God forbid, her life. And this is something California has been really ridden with fires more this year than I think any other year. So I'm grateful, and my blessing or my prayer is that it is under control and that this is the last one that these Californians have to go through and lose their homes and lives. And, oh, it's very, very painful. So, yeah, I'm very grateful that this is something I have never experienced and, God willing, never will.
Yes, absolutely. On blessings, I want to mention one. This is probably the most important one in my life. Sometimes you leave the best for last, and it's health. I want to say that I'm grateful for that. I can't say I'm healthy because I've got a lot of challenges. I do have a lot of health issues, but I'm blessed that I could keep going, move forward. And I referenced earlier, the show is the glue that gives me the wherewithal to do that, to keep moving forward. I'm very grateful to every doctor that works with me, to all my friends that support me, to my family that love me, and, you know, people that'll do what it takes that are in my corner. So I am grateful. And my prayer is that the challenges that I'm faced with now, one by one, I can cross them off my list. I don't want to get into them at this point, but I really have been beset with major, major health challenges. I've conquered a great deal of them. I'm still working on it. So my prayer is that it can all get behind me and I have a brighter and healthier tomorrow.
Joyce, I want to say what you said, your show is the glue that holds it together. It is partially the show. It is your indomitable spirit. I am aware of your health challenges, and it is your indomitable spirit. And perhaps someone out there says, you know what, this show must go on because this show, Joyce Barry and Friends, is an inspiration and a motivation for so many people all over the world. So she has to get well, or she has to at least improve sufficiently so that she can continue to do this wonderful work that she does. But at any rate, I believe it is your indomitable spirit and this show very much that is the glue that is keeping you healthy. And I have that prayer for you also. You are one of the people, and besides my family, one of my friends that is always in my prayers and in my blessings to have a healthier, happier life. So thank you for having this show and talking about what's important to you. This show is your baby. It also allows you to be creative. And I want to say that creativity is another thing. Self-expression is another thing to be grateful for, because it provides actually healing energy for the person that is doing it and for the person that receives the self-expression and the creativity.
Thank you, Beverly. I appreciate that. Fortitude, patience, the will, extreme will to have things turn out. Yeah, I too have all that. I listen to my own shows to stay positive. And a lot of that includes paying it forward, paying it backward, random acts of kindness. I really look at the world with what can I do to make it a better place, one person and one positive action at a time. I'm very appreciative of everything that comes my way. I'm always expressing gratitude. And I think of my friend, our dear friend, Michael Wyman, who passed many, many years ago. But his whole thing was the power of acknowledgement, which was seeped into every part of his being. He appreciated everything. And when you were with him, it was like the world didn't exist. His whole attention was on you. I've learned so much from him. And I think about him literally each and every day, the difference he made in my life and how he's still a part of it.
No, I did not have as much time with Michael as you did, but I must tell you, he was a very special person, and I believe that he is continuing whatever beautiful blessings he brought to this earth plane, that he's continuing that in his home on the other side. I know that you communicate with him, and I think that's wonderful. The next time you communicate with him, please send him my love and gratitude.
I will do that. I just want to share a couple of quotes. This by W.J. Cameron: Thanksgiving, after all, is a word of action. I thought that was right on. And Oprah, my hero, my role model: be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough. Al Green said, I'm thankful for every moment. How many of us are thankful for every moment? W. Clement Stone, a billionaire: if you are really thankful, what do? You share. And an optimist is a person who starts a new diet on Thanksgiving Day. So it's called going outside the box. Who starts a new diet on Thanksgiving Day? But I use that one as a way to just drive home going outside the box to have what you want to happen. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Over to you, Beverly.
Well, with your quotes, you added a little humor. I'd like to add a little humor with a quote here. There's always something to be thankful for. If you can't pay your bills, you can be thankful you're not one of your creditors.
Yes. Yes.
Also, a person doesn't realize how much he has to be thankful for until he has to pay taxes on it.
So, yes.
Yeah,
right on.
There's many quotes. I think one of my favorites comes from Cicero, philosopher of ancient times. A thankful heart is the parent of all virtues. Just feeling thankful in your heart, even as you walk down the street and notice that you're a free person that you're free to think what you want to think, that you're free to walk down that street and there's no police coming after you, unless, of course, you're a criminal. But I know that anyone listening to this show, that's not where your mindset is. So here's a little humorous gratitude quote. Nothing tires a man more than to be grateful all the time, but that's someone, obviously, who does not have a grateful heart. And so if I was to give a prayer and a blessing, it would be that more people appreciate their own ability to be appreciative and how important that is, not only for themselves, but because everything that we send out into the universe, every thought we have, every act we do, is actually affects everything. We're all part of one life, really, just one life. We're all part of it. And every good thing that we could send out there in the form of our thoughts, our emotions, our deeds, these are frequencies, these are vibrations that add something positive to the world in which we live. So in which people say, I wish I could do something, folks, every time you are grateful, every time you are loving, every time you are compassionate, every time you are forgiving, every time that you think, feel, and do something that is a benefit to you and to others, you are doing something to help this world change.
And then again, on a fun note, Johnny Carson, one of my all-time favorite comedians, Thanksgiving is an emotional holiday. People travel thousands of miles to be with people they only see once a year and then discover once a year is way too often. And this by William Arthur Ward. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. So I just wanted to share those as well. Beverly, what message do you want to give people? And then I'd love to hear your poems.
The message would be to be thankful and to be grateful and to look at, really examine. Today when you're dining with your family or friends or wherever you are, take a moment to look at what do I have to be grateful for, not thinking of anything that you don't have that you're not grateful for, unless it's something you don't have that you are grateful for. But take a moment to express that, to feel it, and really know that gratitude is one of the most important blessings that we can give ourselves and everyone in our presence and all whose lives we impact.
Very, very good. What I know you have two poems. Actually, I have time for both of them because yours are so special. So go ahead and we'll kind of, you know, get towards the closing of the show by ending with your fabulous poems.
Well, okay, thank you for that. And the poem is Thank You. Thank you for the dawning of a wonderful new day. Thank you for the blessings that come my way. Thank you for setting me free of delusions. And thank you for helping me see past life's illusions. Thank you for the sunlight, the flowers, the rain. Thank you for comforting me when I'm in pain. Thank you for the pleasure of human touch. Thank you for the people I cherish so much. Thank you for the love of dear friends and family. Thank you for the truth I can finally see. Thank you for guiding me to fulfill my role. Thank you for the joy I feel in my soul. And I dedicate that poem to the Creator, to all that is, to the source of everything. That is the you that I'm thanking. And that you is in part of you. It's in part of all of us. We all embody within ourselves that part that is the Creator within ourselves. So you can be thankful to yourself, recognizing the divinity within you.
Before you do the other one, let me just check in with our studio, 917-538. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello, good morning. This is Amanda from New Jersey.
Hi, Amanda. How come you're calling in? Is there something you want to share or ask?
I just called in last minute. I heard your show's almost ending, isn't it?
Yes, but we had time to invite you on to see what you had to say. I don't recognize the number of someone who calls in regularly.
Yeah. What's the topic? I don't really know. There's a coach on the line, right?
Yeah. Coach Joyce here. Okay, the topic is happy Thanksgiving and receiving.
Of course.
I just wanted to give you the chance to speak. Do call in more often. Do listen to our other shows. But we're always grateful for new listeners. And if
you
go to Joyce Barry and Friends.com under my picture, click on follow. You'll know about all our shows. How'd you find out about today's?
I saw it on the New York Times.
That sounds good to me. Okay, thank you, Amanda from New Jersey. Thanks for calling in. I want to see you more often in our studio. Back to you, Beverly.
Gratitude. Thank you, God, for blessing me with an open heart and eyes that see. Thank you, God, for letting me look inside your mystery. Thank you, God, for filling me with radiant health and vitality. Thank you, God, for freeing me to become all that I can be. I am in awe of the beauty around me, the glory and magnificence that surrounds me. I know that I am part of it all, the earth so deep, the trees so tall, the glistening snow, the summer shower, the shimmering star, the exquisite flower. I look in the eyes of each person I see and know I am them. And they are me. Thank you, God, for blessing me with your limitless power and prosperity. Thank you, God, for my searching mind and the path I took that led me to find the magic and the wonder in life. Yes, I'm ready to end my struggle and strife. I'm captivated, God, in your joyous spell, for I finally know all truly is well.
Again, the double wow, right out of the ballpark. And, you know, giving and receiving is magical both ways. As I said earlier, it's more blessed to give and receive. I'm going to share with you the magical keys. So go out and do something magical today and perhaps every day. And this is an original. The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. I want one of the things I'm really grateful
for. That, my dear, is an extraordinary poem.
Thank you. And one of the things I'm grateful for is to Tetsuyuba, who takes my poems and put it to music. So that's something else that makes me happy. Let me just share one more called "I'm Happy" that Tetsuyuba set to music. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And folks, today is about feeling good. Today is about gratitude, appreciation, acknowledgement. We want you to be happy, healthy. We want you to experience joy and positivity. Thus, we have this show 5 days a week live, 7 days, 7 nights a week in our archives. Beverly, thank you so much for sharing this magical day with us, with our listeners. And I want to turn the mic over to you. What do you want to say in a sentence or two to just send the ball out of the ballpark?
I'm grateful to you, Joyce. I'm grateful to your wide world listeners. I am grateful for life and everyone who is listening to the show, whether it's today or in the archives. Be grateful. It will give you great joy. Thinking of being happy, gratitude makes us happy just as it makes the person who you are even being grateful for happy. So happy, happy, happy holiday today. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your friends and family that you're sharing it with.
Thank you, Beverly Nadler. Thank you for all that you are and for all that you do and for all that you contribute. And my special prayer for all of you folks, may yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Folks, go out, make someone happy today. As I said earlier, pay it forward, pay it backward. Random acts of kindness. Anyone you have to forgive, what better time than now? Show your blessings, your gratitude, share them with others. And we invite you to be happy along with us, sing along with us, dance along with us, laugh along with us. And you could do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, and God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
the Joyce Barry Mesh. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.